Psalm 125, I want to start reading verses 1, go to verse 5, if you'll read with me. And I want to preach on what to do in times of trouble. What to do in times of trouble. Let's start reading. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. And let's pray. Father, we come before thee. We thank you for this book. I pray for thy blessing now. Lord, I know you don't need me, but I've got to have thee. And so I pray, please, would you use me? May I say what you'd want me to say? May I say it the way you'd want me to do it? May I be an encouragement? I know, Lord, I will kill, but what you can do is the Spirit through me will give life to the letter. And I know I'm not able, but thou art able. God, help me tonight. Bless your people. May we be encouraged in Jesus' wonderful, precious, almighty name, wonderful name. Amen. You may be seated. What to do in times of trouble? What to do in times of trouble? Let me say this for going further. I understand tonight when you look at the psalm here that it does have application for Israel. We know that because of the last verse. But peace shall be upon Israel. And I understand that when you look at the covenant God made with Israel. And I believe in that. I believe in rightly dividing the word of truth. And I know God has made a promise to Israel. He still blesses them that bless thee, curses them that curse thee. You can't escape that. Amen. And I believe with all my heart that God will keep his promise to the nation of Israel in bringing them back. And they will come back one day. And he will be to them just what he wants to be. And we have that promise. And so we know that God has some promises in the Psalms that he deals with the nation of Israel. But I believe also that every one of us tonight in this church age, and we're living in the church age, in the Old Testament, God's method, his program was the nation of Israel. God used Israel to get his name out and glorified. In the age we're living in what's called the church age, where the vehicle is the local New Testament church. And we get the name of Jesus out by preaching the gospel to every creature. And I believe in the church age, we can take these psalms, and there's great application. One interpretation, many applications. And I believe there's great application to us, because in Psalm 125, verse 1, it says, they that trust in the Lord. And I'm here to tell you, I'm somebody that trusts in the Lord. And so if you've trusted in the Lord, if you trust in God, you can put this psalm in your life. And this is a great psalm tonight. A great psalm. What to do when trials, what to do in times of trouble. Not just trials, but times of trouble. According to the scriptures, and you know, I'm going to go over some things you've heard before. You stay with me. According to the scriptures, we understand that the Bible teaches that God has an ordained will, things that he ordains for your life. It's what God ordained for you. He had ordained me to be 6'4". I've got hazel eyes. You know, I've always wanted blue eyes, but I don't have them, Brother Desi. And no, I thank God for my hazel eyes. Amen. Look like my daddy. But, you know, God ordained me to be 6'4". And God ordained me to be who I am, the way I have, the look I have. When I was a little boy, I was a freckle face. I mean, I had so many freckles, it was all together. You see me coming, it's just one big freckle. So many of them. And then as I grew, they began to separate. I got them all over my arms, you know. And you know the old story, them children that got freckles. And some of y'all can identify with me. People make fun of, oh, you got freckles. And then someone will be, oh, honey, that's just angel kisses. That's just angel kisses. Well, you know how it is. So I grew up with that. Well, that's how God ordained it. Or God ordained me to look like that, to have that. God ordained some people to be paralyzed at birth. God ordained some people to have curly hair. God ordained some of us to be born in America. You had no say-so in that. Thank God. I can't believe the gracious hand of God allowed me to be born in this nation. I didn't do anything for that. I could have been born in Saudi Arabia. But God was gracious to me. I had no say-so in that. God just ordained that for my life, and I'm thankful. Aren't you glad you weren't born in Saudi Arabia? Amen. In this time, in this day we live in. And God's been very merciful to me and merciful to you. There's things God ordains. There's some ladies, like the book tells us of the story of Hannah. She was ordained where her womb was closed and she could not have a child. That was what God had ordained. But then you have other things, and that is what God allows. You have the ordained will of God and you have the allowed will of God. There's things that God allows in your life, but God did not ordain it for your life. He allows it to come to play. And that's troubles. That's how I want to classify that tonight. The troubles of the wicked. Sin. Sinners. Those of iniquity. Those that plague you. I think about Hannah's life. Again, one of the greatest illustrations. I'll use her often because she helps us. God gave us to her for a reason to see. She was ordained with a womb that was closed, but then she had, Bible says, an adversary, and that was that other woman that made fun of her and picked on her. I've got children. God won't let you have children. And that was an adversary to Hannah. And God could have shut that woman up. He could have said, that's enough, enough, enough. And she, I'll never speak again. But that's not how it was. And God allowed that woman to pick. Some of y'all can remember growing up and people picking on you maybe or making fun, an older sibling or an older person at school, and God allowed it. There's children that get killed by drunk drivers. God did not ordain that. God's not the author of sin. God hates it when people talk that way. God did not author sin, but he allowed it. And he allowed that drunk driver to take that child's life. And he allowed that murderer, that boy, to walk in that church and sit down at that Bible study and open up fire on that church group. He allowed that. Now, God did not ordain that. God's not the author of sin. The devil is. But God allowed that. I mean, that gun could have froze. It could have got locked up. Somebody could have spotted that boy and what he was holding, or somebody could have been carrying on sight. I mean, there could have been things that could have stopped that boy from doing it, and God allowed it. He didn't ordain it. He was not the author of it, but he allowed it. And God does not force anything. Hey, listen, we're not robots. And we have free wills. We're not ordained to sin. We've been ordained by our physical and our birthplace. And God has molded us and he's the potter. He can do whatever he wants to me. He can make me look like this. He can make me born over here. He can give me this problem. He can have me born as a blind person. Whatever he wants to do, he's the potter. I'm the clay. But the potter has allowed every one of us a free will to choose what we want to do with life. And our God, in his infinite mercy and wisdom, allows trouble. Trouble. What to do in times of trouble? What if it's your family that goes through trouble like what happened in Charleston? What if somebody does something evil to you tomorrow? Or to your family? What if a heartache comes your way of trouble? The Bible says in Psalm 126, verse number 3, "For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous." The Bible says the rod of the wicked shall not rest. That means the rod can be there, but it won't rest, but the rod's there. Did everybody get that? The rod of the wicked shall not rest there on the righteous, but it can still be there. That's a great promise we'll get to in a moment. Troubles come, evil seducers and evil men and women, they wax worse and worse. And we go through persecution and we go through troubles, and it could be somebody you work with that does you wrong. God, they keep making it hard for me to get into my work position and do good. They're deceiving my fellow employees, and they're deceiving my boss. And God, I've got some persecution going on. Hey, there's times of trouble. There's things that the evil people and the sinners and those that work iniquity do to you, and God allows it. What are you going to do in times of trouble? Well, let me give you some good things. In times of trouble, I got one big point and some little ones. In times of trouble, here we go. Trust in the Lord. Let's go home. Let's pray. I mean, that's it. Verse 1. They that trust in the Lord. Hey, there's iniquity. There's workers of iniquity. There's the rod of the wicked. And God tells us, trust in me. Trust in me. Let me give you some things under that. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Why trust in the Lord? Trust in the Lord because you'll be steadfast. Trust in the Lord because you'll be steadfast. The Bible says, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved like a tree planted by the river. I shall not be moved. That God tells us, like Mount Zion. Look, Mount Zion's going nowhere. Who's going to move Mount Zion? Who's going to move that blessed mount? It cannot be removed. It's such a symbol, such an emblem, that mountain, the strength that's of that mountain. Nothing's going to move it. Let me tell you something. When trouble is your way, when seducers, when evil people, when those that work iniquity are messing with you, picking on you, bringing hard times your way, or when you fall into a serious time of trouble, if you're trusting God, you'll stay steadfast. I'm not going to be moved. I'm not going to quit on God. God's still good to me. I like what one preacher said. He said, when the devil's raising Cain, God is still able. Amen. When the devil's raising Cain, God's still able. Cain and Abel. Amen. God's still able to work in your life. God's still able to keep you steadfast. If you're trusting God while you're going through troubles, hey, you won't be moved. You'll stay at this thing. You know what the devil wants you to do? The devil wants you to point at God and say, you're not good to me. I don't want you anymore. He wants you to look at God and say, thou art a liar. I thought you were supposed to be good to me. You're not good to me. You allowed heartache in my life. The devil wants you to blame God and turn your back on God. But they that trust in the Lord shall renew their strength. Hey, you won't be moved. Just trust in the Lord. Just trust in the Lord. God, hey, you allowed it. I know that thou art God. Lord, I know that thou hast shut the mouths of lions. I know that thou hast stood in the fiery furnace. I know that thou caused the sun to stand still and you opened up the Red Sea. And I know if you wanted to take this person that's troubling me, if you wanted to help me in this area, you could do it. But you've chosen not to. You've allowed it. And I'm going to trust you. God's got a purpose. He's got a purpose in your life. He's trying to help you to be steadfast. He's trying to grow you closer to Him. He's trying to make a man out of you and a woman out of you. Soldiers. You don't find soldiers going to war until they've been where? Boot camp. You don't find soldiers going to war until they've been trained. Do you think that God does not have something for you? He's got something for you. And God is trying to make you into a man of God, a woman of God. He's trying to get you somewhere so one day you can be who you need to be and fight this fight for Jesus. Trust Him. I shall not be moved. Not only when you trust in the Lord because of steadfast, but trust in the Lord because of strength. Verse 2, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about His people from henceforth, even forever. Trust in the Lord because he's your strength. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, you look at Jerusalem, you see mountains round her. And those mountains are showing a symbol of protection. And God says, as the mountains surround the holy city of Jerusalem, that's what I am to those that trust me. I need strength. When I look at my problems, I get really weak. Can I get an amen? When I look at my problems, when I focus on my woes, I get weak. But when I look upon Jesus, did you know he said, my grace is sufficient for thee? Did you know that he has promised that in my weakness, I can be strong? Because he's strength. I don't know how people go through it. I don't know how people can go through the hurt and the heartache without trusting him, because when you don't trust him, you don't have strength. I need strength for this journey. I need to rest upon his perfect strength, his grace that's all sufficient for my problems. I cannot figure out life. If you can figure it out, you let me know. And when I look at my problems, I get troubled. Many people, they allow their problems to weigh them down. They think about it so much, it just weighs them down. Stressed out. Weighing them down. I got such and such that's after me. I got so and so that's deceiving me. I got a family member that don't like me. I got somebody at work that knows I'm a Christian. They give me a hard time. I got other people that don't. And listen, you look at that stuff long enough, it's going to drive you crazy. You need strength. Trust in the Lord. Let me give you point number three. Trust in the Lord because not only of strength and because of steadfastness, but trust, I like this point. Woo-wee. Trust in the Lord because of sanity. Sanity. You're going to be insane if you don't. There's a great promise I'm going to read. I hope you tune up real good for this promise. Y'all ready for this promise in the Bible? Look at verse 3. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Let me explain. God says, I know the rod of the wicked. God says, I know that if the rod of the wicked rests on your life, it'll drive you insane. You'll finally get so tired and so worn out that you will be tempted and will do iniquity yourself. God promises, though that the rod comes, he says the rod will not rest on the righteous. Did you know? This too shall pass. It will end. It will pass. It's not going to rest forever in your life. God knows what you can handle. God knows what you're able to take. God knows the limit of every one of us, and God knows if the rod of the unrighteous rested upon us, it would drive us insane. I'm going to tell you something. There's a great promise tonight. We know that our God will not let that rod rest on us. Sanity. You know what you need to do when you have problems? You need to say, hold on. I'm going through trouble, but I know God is going to relieve me before I can't take it anymore. Amen. I can have some sanity in this. I can trust in God. I can trust in the Lord. He knows what I can take. God's not allowed one problem in your life that's too big for you. Not one. I can't bear it, Lord. Yes, you can. Bear it. One person said, how do I do it? You do it. That's how you do it. How do I take it? You take it. That's how you take it. How do I get through it? You get through it. That's how you do it. God's not let one thing come in your life that's too big for you and God. God's able. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. He'll keep you sane while you go through the trouble. Just step back when you go through trouble and say, my God is in control. He's in control. He's got a purpose. He's doing this on purpose. He's allowing this in my life. He knows what I need. He knows what I can take. And God, I'll trust you. You don't have to tell me why. I'll trust you. You don't have to get me out. God, help us. We're so quick. We are so quick to find the answer to get out. We're so quick to try to get out of our problems instead of finding out what God has for us in the problem. Quit being in a hurry. Wait upon the Lord. Trust in God. God knows what you need, and God will see you through it. He knows what you can handle. And don't be stressed. God has not let one thing come in your life to make you stressed. God has brought things in your life to make you place your faith in Him. Simple. Did you know the Christian life is simple? Simple. It's so simple. Here you go. Trust in the Lord. Why me, God? Don't sound like you're trusting. I got to know. That's what Job said. And finally God said, about time you be quiet. You don't got to know anything. I'm God. You're Job. Whatever I'm doing is right. And Job said, oh, my fault, Lord. I don't got to know. You're right. I'll keep quiet. My hand is over my mouth. Why do you have to know? God's at work. That's enough. He loves you. That's enough. Doesn't a heavenly Father have heavenly love? And does a father have great watch, care, and protection for his children? And don't he know what? Listen, the rod won't rest. It'll come, but he knows when to say, that's enough. I've allowed it, but now I'm done with it. Let me remind you that the devil could not touch Job unless God said, go ahead. And when the devil said, how about I do this? Don't take his life. Listen, God's in control. He's in control. Now, he might allow it, but he's in control. And you can trust him. Those that trust in the Lord, they can have sanity instead of being insane. The Bible says to be careful for nothing. This, ring in your hands, gnashing your teeth, staying up all night, laying on the couch, shutting your car off, staying out in your driveway, pacing the floor, eating a whole bag of Cheetos. I know people that when they go through this, they eat a whole bag of M&Ms. That's not how you live life. You think God wants you to live life like this? God wants you to live life like this. Hold my hand. I'll trust you. Hold my hand. I'll trust you. I don't have to go lock myself up to the world and sit in some dark corner or eat myself to some peace. I don't got to do that. I don't got to go run away somewhere and leave society. I don't got to flee from my house. I don't have to have time for my children. I'm so stressed. I don't got to do that, Lord. Just hold my hand. I trust you. Hold my hand. I trust you. I'm going to end like this. Every one of us tries to have a plan for life, I think, right? Todd, help me. Shake your head. You can go ahead and count on it that your A and B and C plans constantly through this life will change to C, D, E, and F, and G. And plans you didn't even think of. That is a part of it. Be flexible, amen. things will change. You can say, I'm planning on this, and God can allow this, and it changes everything. Well, what are you going to do? Flip out? Go insane? Go crazy? Get stressed out and get so upset and finally become bitter at God? Or will you say, I don't get it, but I know God does, and I trust you, Lord. When you trust in the Lord, you'll be steadfast. You'll have strength. And thank God, you'll be sane. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And the God of peace shall keep. Woo! Let's pray. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved like a tree planted by the river. I shall not be moved. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. The Bible says to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. One of the biggest mistakes we make as believers is when we try to figure out God and His ways. Because we want to put it down why God's doing this to us. Listen, just trust in the Lord. Just trust in the Lord. Put down your stress ball. Quit locking yourself up in your house. Quit eating your sorrows away. Quit calling people and crying to them. Just trust in the Lord and you'll be steadfast. He promised you, my grace is sufficient, and He promised that the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the righteous. What a great promise that is. Amen. Trouble will come. Thank God, trouble will go. I'm going to have Brother Desi come to the piano and play. And when I say amen, the altar will be open. Some of y'all need to just come tonight and say, dear God, I trust you. I trust you with my life. I trust you with my problems. I trust you with my heartache. I trust you in my troubles. God, help me. I don't have to know why. I don't have to get out of it. I don't have to figure it out. But I have to trust you. Father in heaven, I pray you'd give us victory tonight. Help us to be a trusting family. Places our trust in thee, O Lord. Thank you, God, for the promises. You know what we need and what we can handle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're so good to us. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And I can rest in that. And I'm grateful that I know you, Lord. Bless in Jesus' precious, wonderful, holy name. Amen. Let's all stand.